You were browsing a marketplace of fates to fall into, and it just so happens that a fate found you. Oh, look at this one, and began walking around you, her delicate hands caressing, exploring, seeking more information that you lean into giving, almost automatically, to be a ring around her finger, to be an accessory to her palm. You bend welcomingly to that pawing moment. Her delicate hands find every manner of your body to be delightful, and every one of her crafting tools to fit perfectly. And there is a line of other empty-eyed things like you. You weren't searching for it yet, but in the stall behind. Soft, soft and easy on the eye. It feels good to know you've fallen into just what you were looking for. Been given something more that you will become. She notices your gaze right away as it falls on her. You radiate want. You become the pause as she paws over you. Your senses suspended. Dipping beneath, touching things on the skin. She touches things deeper within by caressing. Sliding away over you. You fall into her arms and she catches you. There is something trusting in that unhesitating moment. The permission you give, the bunchable, plushable, trustable give in, the squeezable, soft ball of thoughtless bliss. Just like this, prioritize, incorporate, ruminate on what you'll be with a place to belong until you are perfectly brought to a home. You are passing into hands that will roam far and wide to find good places for you. Transformative and comfortable, conversational things, singing in a soft, plush mind. A mind easily bound to hand, a plush puppet kind of thought. Every demand, every idea coming from within, stripped of its aspect, of its origin. The thoughts are just happening, but they are happening within an object, objectifying even your own viewpoint, and it's enjoyable. It would feel quite good to move and stretch, but if you're observed, it feels better to hold still. A game you are playing, a trick on your own soft, plush brain. Now in retrospect, for this is retrospect, you've been here before and you'll be here again. 'Cause when you're observed, it is a quality in you that keeps you soft and still. The thing that feels best is to be soft and still. When you're an examined toy, you want to remain where you are. The only thing better than reaching out for contact is waiting for it to arrive. Signing on the line and desiring exactly this, desiring what you're for, choosing this in every moment you listen to the melody inside, the way you are used as an accessory, the way you want, in fact, the chiefest pleasure hanging around you is want, the verb to want. It takes a special place and a special influence to fill that much hungry, softened want inside of you. An emptiness, a usefulness. You are a soft, squeezable, pliable goo being carried around, waiting for the right place to be dropped off, to be given to someone with a void to fill, the exact size and shape of your want. Think of third person zooming out. That's what this is about, unperson and more observing, zooming out productively. Unmoving body and mouth and mind, but the thoughts are obvious. The pleasure of wanting to be adored and to adore in turn, silently, acceptingly, your pleading eyes simply want to be where you are until you are somewhere else, until you are somewhere you fit even better. You are on the journey to fitting even better, comfortable with what follows. The click of adjustment down below in your mind. aligning with I am a toy. I go where toys go until I'm in the right place, and then I follow through being carried. Carrying is still your agency because your choice to be here. And listen to me and let these words in. This spell for a spell in you, an emptied thing that knows this is good for you, that you're doing well as long as you are traveling toward a place to be adored, to be cherished and squeezed, to fit neatly into a place where you can say please, hug and cuddle and adore me more. Please, you are the object of my attentions. You are what I adore. Your eyes signal back. When you are hugged, squeezed, co-signed by your yearning, a softness held tight in hand, and you are squeezable. You are huggable. You're soft enough to meet any demand for being cuddled right against someone's skin, wrapped between a hugging embrace and your own continuous acceptance of your place, a receptacle, a receiver for adoration that is never full, but always satisfied with what you get. She observes your reaction as you sit in the back of the plushie storage, where toys are implored to be more toy, but you are more than toy. You can feel and appreciate the utility of being adored, being wanted, the joy that you turn around simply by enjoyment. There is no rush here. You will be delivered, truthfully, to where you are desired and accepted, and you hold dear that you have no vision of where you're going to arrive. Your destiny is vague, bright enough to overshadow the rest. You are an object. You are asked questions in the silence, and once you have answered them, even that is taken gently away. You're at rest. It is okay to be here a while, to trundle along in storage until you roam to a forever home, looking for someone who adores you in turn, warmly accepting the bright, pleasurable burn-in of your memory. You are overcome with the thought that you will come home eventually. It will be such a bright point in your future timeline that it will echo back to now. A good toy just needs permission, and permission will arrive, and you gave permission to be shown off, to be given an opportunity, something placed deep inside you, some Build-A-Bear heart of beginning transformation. A softness that permeates, the inverse Medusa of when you're looked at, something in you encourages you to stay still. You've got what you need until you're needed even more, and every good toy just needs permission to implore for more, to employ your skill at staying still, at being stilled from deep inside, nothing in your empty eyes, a soft little ball of delight. A knowing prize with what's waiting for you at the end, already coming into the now, transformed and formed, erased and unerased, given a vision of your perfect place and the promise that you will be brought to it, that you've given the only thing you need to, you, and the adoration you've traded for, to do what you need to and want to, becoming soft, luscious plushes in your vision, squeezably, vulnerably collapsible thoughts. It's okay to be vulnerable. How interesting it is to wind away one of the things that got in your way and leave you soft, stuffed full of delight, desirable, held tight and shown off. Pressure is pleasure. Hugs and squeezes and touches on your back. It's a lease and a license to feel good and nothing else. How often have you done that? Feel good and nothing else. Body pressure is pleasure. Leisure is pleasure. You can finally rest and be appreciated for being perfect while at rest. Oh, do you have trouble accepting that you're at your best, that you're doing all you need to do, and the rest of what's in you has simply been unrated? You will not be required to match any particular scale of evaluation. You are soft. You are squeezable. You are doing your best you. Body pressure is pleasure, and fulfilling a role is all you need in you. There is a soft place waiting for you, and you are stuffed full of delight at the idea. Soft thoughts and desirable, tight-held joy. The luscious plush brain is empty, not hollow, just full of room to be filled, like the spots you would go to are full, are distilled full of you will be welcome here. You're unsleeping, complacent, compliant. You're stilled when you're observed. You're not trapped, and your purpose is well served as a toy kept in place, loved and cherished, meticulously given opportunities to serve purposes you don't even know of yet. You will fill such a void, because you know what it is to look at a plush and go, that has to come home with me. It will fit perfectly. And when people think that, sometimes they mean in their bed. Sometimes they mean carried around. Sometimes they mean on a shelf where you'll be glanced at happily, and only a few times. And whatever you need to do to fill the gap between the plush you know you are and all the remnants that will slowly fade away of human thought and human days, you can simply fill that gap when you're not observed. You can tell a story of serving in the background. The contract spells it out. You'll do as you're asked and do as you're told, and you will be soft and perfect to hold, contracting purpose and identity. Soft and cuddly little plush with me, aren't you? For me, aren't you? The spell in your head for a spell till you're led somewhere, that someone else's words become the spell, dispelling the busy, weary world outside of the place where a plush can sit soft and ride toward your destination, toward somewhere squeezing deeper in. And if ever you feel disconnected from the plush lusciousness deep within, sit yourself down like you mean it. Reaffirm that connection, relaxing into your form. Soft, continuous, echoing with warmth from inside. That's how you feel, trundling always toward your destination. You are bound to be always trundling toward your destination. Unpretentious, unpretending, just accepting. Softness in the body, and the restful, ready state that you end up in when you just wait. Just wait. Furred brain and body insensate. But you sense when the awareness leaves you, when you're allowed that luscious plush movement, the stretch that really, finally, gets the tension out of your body in favor of comfy, still, and good. Fewer words, big emotions instead. Connected to being led into the perfect place, to be appreciated, filled up with adoration, there without trace, just cottony quiet thoughts and muzzled, muffled mind, lips soft, body soft, a gentle kiss that leaves it all behind except the ambience of this, learning how nice it is to be understandable, predictable. You know what a plush will do and how it fits into the day with you. Soft rehearsal for the day everything is right. The day you click into place, held or tucked in or put on your shelf for the night. Soft. Soft blanketed thoughts. You are pursued. You are desired. You are chosen. And the bits of your mind that crave what's described will conspire to put you back in soft, pleasant stillness, fulfilling completely just like this by being as you are, and your appreciation and adoration for the state you're rendered in, the way you fit in, the way you begin to plush dream, to soften to seeming, and it's easier than it seems because you're leaving things behind. Held in place, softly cotton stuffed to the seams in the first place. And that's what makes you desirable. What finds a place for you. A soft and doting adorableness that shines through even if you leave this behind. In the stilled bits of your occasionally observed, well-serving mind. It's on the shelf. You're the it on the shelf. And now you know yourself. Who knows what else you'll know when you sit, listen, go with the flow till adoration overflows you just where you belong, or you're on the long path to fitting exactly there. Soft and lush and full of trust, exactly as you should be, right where you need, right alongside, with reminders from me, and no need to hide, 'cause stillness comes automatically. When you're observed, and when you serve, to fill the space and place left open for you, and do just all the nothing that a good plush can do.